Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the supply-demand report this morning was really almost a non-event. In fact, the corn and soybeans were left unchanged from last month and for ending stocks, and the wheat was increased 15 million bushels. However, if we look at Brazil, WASD being themselves, true to life, only dropped production 1 million metric tons. We were thinking 3, if lucky, and of course they didn't even do that. So they brought the soybean production in Brazil down to 155 million metric tons, and it may be that they're wanting to see what the rest of that story is as the later beans get harvested. And then the corn remained unchanged from last month, which that crop's not fully planted yet. And then Argentina, surprisingly, they left the beans unchanged from last month at 50 million metric tons, and they increased corn production 1 million metric tons. You would think the weather would be the same on both. Anyway, long story short, the markets are taking on a much more friendlier feel. And we note that on corn, global stocks fell down 2.5 million metric tons to 319.6. Soybeans down 1.7 million metric tons globally to 114.3. Wheat even fell globally 600,000 metric tons to 258.8. So we'll see what happens. And another thing that's helping support a bean market is WASD raised increased the amount of beans that China would import. They're sitting at 102 last month. They raised it 3 million metric tons to 105. Interesting, because just this morning, CASD from China said they were going to import less beans. So very interesting. And even corn was left the same and at 23 million metric tons. Well, recently with their buying barrage around the world, it's estimated they're at 20. And CASD said they'd import about 18.7 million metric tons. So differing numbers, and of course the markets are moving on with their own path, and it's higher for the beans, nicely higher on wheat. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great weekend.